Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, visiting with Joseph Sternberg of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes political economics. He's in London, so he's the man to go to say Sir Keir Starmer leads an overwhelming Labour presence in the new parliament. More than 400 seats, 410, 411. It's might be a record, but nonetheless, it means that there's no hesitation. Anything Labour wants, Labour's going to get for at least the next 5 years, maybe 10. Who is Keir Starmer? What do we need to know about him, Joe?
Well, so Keir Starmer is a lawyer. He's a moderate Labour Party politician. He succeeded so spectacularly in this election, largely by pulling the party back toward the centre. And I think that he has won this election by presenting himself as a safe, competent, unthreatening pair of hands to voters, which is something that they haven't gotten from the Labour Party in a while. Remember, the last time we had an election in late 2019, Labour's leader was Jeremy Corbyn, who was perceived as way too far to the left, unpatriotic, an unsuitable prime minister. So, yeah, Keir Starmer deserves this win because I think that he was able to capitalize on voters' exhaustion with the Conservative Party and understand that voters wanted a change from the Tories, but they don't want a radical transformation of British politics or the economy or society. They want someone to manage things better. So that's been the Labour Party's pitch, and now the pressure is on for them to deliver that.
Rishi Sunak, he's resigned as party leader. I believe he retained his seat. Did he make any particular mistake, Joe, or was it always going this way, no matter who the leader was of the Tories?
I think it was always going to be a tough slog for the Tories to win an election. They've been in power for 14 years, which is far, far too long in any democracy. They were politically, intellectually exhausted. Voters were tired of them and ready for some fresh faces. So it was going to be tough. And then Sunak made it considerably worse. This has got to be one of the most hapless election campaigns anyone has ever run in the English-speaking world. It started when he announced the date of the election in the pouring rain without an umbrella, so that all of the pictures were of him with his suit soaked through, looking kind of like a drowned rat. And then from there, it went on to gaffes like him leaving D-Day commemorations early for a campaign event. Just this series of hapless blunders, confusion, where it was hard for the party to say what they were running for. And I think by the end of it, voters looked at the Conservatives and they thought, look, this is the gang that can't shoot straight. And we need a party that at least is not making obvious mistakes, which is one of the virtues of this Labour Party campaign.
Now, a new name who's not new at all, Nigel Farage, who's been in the European Parliament, but now he's been elected to the English Parliament, the Westminster Parliament. He leads what is called the Reform UK, his party. I believe they'll have 6 or 7 seats, but they commanded 14% of the vote. What do we need to know about Nigel Farage, other than the fact that he's very pleasant?
Well, what's interesting, he has been a gadfly in British politics for many years, and he was the leader of the Brexit movement. And Reform is essentially trying to rebuild the coalition that voted for Brexit in the 2016 referendum. So you have a lot of social conservatives, you have, kind of socially conservative blue-collar voters in labor areas, and then you also have more free market wing of the Conservative Party. And it's a difficult coalition to hold together. And yet, his party came third in terms of the popular vote tally. Now, that translates to only 5 seats that he won. But Reform it was the second place finisher in a lot of Labor seats. So you can argue that there are parts of the country where Reform is the opposition party instead of the Conservatives now. And this is going to be a crucial, important dynamic in British politics for the next 5 years, because Farage will be looking to build on that to turn Reform into the true opposition party and be more competitive in districts so that they can increase their seat tally. At the same time, the Conservatives have got to find some way to win those voters back into the Conservative fold, to turn the Tories into the main opposition in every constituency in the country, if they want to survive over the longer term as a political force. So that that's going to be part of the action here over the years to come.
Competence, the word you use for Sir Keir Starmer. However, I read a deal of the remarks by the new members of Parliament, and Labour sounds to be excited because it has so many social justice warriors. Is that what we can expect from Labour? Not about national defense, not even about taxes, but about social justice.
Yeah, I mean, it always happens that way, doesn't it? A party manages to win a big majority of seats, even if their vote tally wasn't that impressive by historical standards. And then everyone comes out of the woodwork wanting to get their agenda through. And it's a normal feature of politics in the British or in the American system, because the system is designed to allow the people who have won the election to govern.
We have 30 seconds, Joe, 30 seconds.
So, I mean, Starmer is going to have this problem where Labour is, internally divided, and he's going to have to manage that. That's nothing new in politics, but it is going to be a challenge, and it's going to create some excitement in British politics for the next few years.
Joseph Sternberg, he's in London. He writes the political economics column, and he'll have a great deal of fun with the 411 seats of Labour over the next years. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.